Hello, I'm Hakan Volkan Şenavcı from Ankara University, and I will talk about the surface brightness variation of the contact binary SWLAC, clues from Doppler imaging, and my poster number is G29. SWLAC is a short period contact binary, and the light variation without eclipses, as you can see from the figure, is very well known since its discovery. And several photometric observations shows that there are some light curve asymmetries, and also again the several IEEE observations and X-ray observations plus analysis showed that the system have chromospheric and coronal activity. And the aim of the study is to perform the preliminary light curve and spot modeling of 2009 and 2010 light curves using the information coming from the Doppler maps of the system. And we perform the observations using the Apogee Alta U47 CCD camera attached to a 40 centimeter Cassegrain grain telescope. And you can see the log of observations and the data reduction technique here. And here is the 2009 and the 2010 light curves of the system. We performed the light curve analysis using FIBI and simultaneously with the radial velocity curves obtained by Ruchinsky et al. And we follow practically the traditional method during the analysis for the contact configuration, except for the spot modeling. We used the information coming from the Doppler maps of the system in order to adapt the spot modeling. But unfortunately, we used the, as you can see, the circular spots here, and we determined three main spot regions, as you can see here. And above, you can see the theoretical and observed light curves, and it's in accordance with the observed one, as you can see, and also 2009 and 2010, and here are the Roche geometries with the spot modeling. And spot migration again is clear. And the important thing is that both components have cool spots. Both components have cool spots, but this is the first for in the literature, because the previous studies have only cool spots on the secondary component. And as you know, the most noticeable difficulty is the circular shaped spot modeling limitation and some constraints in the adjusting some of the parameters, for instance, the T1. And as we know, it's clear from the Doppler maps, spots are not circular. So as a future work, we are planning to perform a light curve and spot modeling, maybe using with a non-circular spot approximation. And also one additional thing, as far as I know, Doppler imaging of the W Ursa Majoris type stars are 2 in the literature, and I think it's 4 only. And I think it should be increased in order to enlighten the activity and behaviors of such systems. Thank you.